A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Listening to the latest episode of 1990s Problems. We're here to talk about Clarissa Explains It All today. And I'm joined by my friend and co-host, Ross Drummond.
Hi!
As you can tell from my tone of voice, I'm explaining it all. I call it Clarissa-ing.
Oh.
Allow me to explain this through a small computer game that I'm currently playing. Anyway, here's Sam.
D7 with an added ninth, that.
What are you doing, Sam?
I'm a boy.
Yeah, so you're listening to 1990s Problems. I'm Ali Plum.
I'm Ross Drummond.
And we've decided to finally tackle...
Na, 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 na.
Na, 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 na.
All right.
Just do it. Clarissa Explains It All, which is, I think, the 90s in terms of timing. Show will do. Started in 91.
Yep.
Ended in 95.
4 years later.
Five seasons. You see Melissa Joan Hart before she became Sabrina.
Yep.
Live her teenage years.
She does.
Do the puberty
before
thing.
Before our very eyes.
Yeah. She grows up.
She was not yet a girl.
Not yet a woman.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, she's one of them. This is like the show I think that's kind of been looming over us.
Like it's
like a massive paper bag.
Yeah.
That looks like Melissa Joan Hart.
Or it's got a Keith Haring picture on it.
A little like that. It's something we should have done. Why haven't
should
we done it?
Why didn't we do it? Well, I mean, start off with Sabrina because, you know, heavy hair, but...
This is equally heavy.
Clarissa is... Who did I talk to yesterday? I was like, do you remember Clarissa Explains All? They're like, no. I was like, I don't know anyone that doesn't remember this show.
Like, it is... The conceit is right. I talked about it being Clarissa-ing, but it's this...
She explains.
Basically a know-it-all girl
played
by Melissa Joan Hart who breaks the fourth wall like...
all the
what's
time.
That guy's name? The John Hughes movie... Oh, I've forgotten it. Good job, movie journalist.
What you call it?
It's got a similarly bassy theme.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Ferris Bueller. So she Ferris Bueller's.
She does
everything, but it's but it's like Seinfeld minutiae.
Yeah, oh yeah.
It's like she can't watch TV for a week.
No,
and but she analyzes
very clever though.
Everything about it.
Yeah, she. I think the guy that created it referenced because. There's a lot of stuff on the internet about this program.
It's fascinating.
Really good.
It's very, very deep, this show. There's a lot in it.
Really deep. And the guy that created a Bible for the show.
I'm not surprised.
There's like a Clarissa Bible.
It is very itself.
Pray at the
altar.
And if you
watch the first episode, it is the same as the last. Like, there's no like, in the fourth season they did this. No. It is the same thing.
It's a perfect sitcom. It's
solid.
Set up. There's an issue. We fix it.
She talks about it a lot. Her friend comes around. They talk about it some more.
Mm-hmm.
She's ingenious. She's never like actively naughty or rude.
Nope.
But she can say like the word hell sometimes.
She says hell. She says sex. I think
that does happen. She has there's that training bar episode, but
it's
never like Bart Simpson.
No, she never eats her shorts.
No shorts.
No shorts are eaten. She wears a lot of different types of shorts.
Hi, I'm Clarissa. Here are some shorts. You're probably wondering, am I about to eat them? The answer is yes. That kind of speak.
Ferguson.
It's the whole show.
Yeah.
The whole show.
It's weird that she talks like slightly condescending, isn't it?
Just a smidge.
Do you feel that you were condescended? That's not the right word, is it?
Immensely patronizing. Let's do the music, which is, speaking of immensely...
Na, 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 na.
Patronizing.
Mm.
This na, na, is na, like na, na, na. A milkshake.
All right.
Of every single possible, hey, you're a young 90s kid. You'll like this shit.
It's great. I mean, there's so much color in this program. That's what I like about it.
But it's got the na 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 nas. It's got random catchphrases.
All right.
It's got the stuff that we love where you have the needlessly there 90s graphics where she's constantly trying to draw the word Clarissa.
Crazy stuff flying across the screen.
Yeah.
All the time.
I remember her wearing the clothes she wears in this that you're about to hear in the opening intro. She's wearing kind of like this. I'm not going to use the word sexy, but they were like. Well, this black.
She's like. She's racy. She's edgy. She's like a punk. She's like a punk.
But she wears these punk clothes.
And she wears DMs.
And then the rest of the show, it's just like utterly off the wall.
Oh, there it is. I mean, like, she dresses how people dress right now.
Yeah, she does.
Like, it's like the Alt Mundo collection.
Where we are in North East London.
Yeah.
Just a few miles away, there are Clarissas right now.
There's Clarissas. Yeah, like
they're probably even called Clarissa.
I'm dressed like Clarissa right now.
Yeah, it's the Van Halen hat that really...
Thank you. She loves Van Halen.
She loves that shit.
Yeah. She was like totally into the Sammy Hagar era of Van Halen. You ready?
Let's hear
some. Are you ready? That sounds like something would happen on it. You ready?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
That was obviously the first season.
That was, yeah, that's the original.
You know, she's like in a basketball uniform and she's in a
pajamas. Just doing all of her different activities.
Life stuff.
She's
the dad, she's the mum.
The dad. Do you know who the dad is?
Who is the dad? I recognise the dad.
The dad is Trudy from Mad Men's dad.
No way.
Yeah.
Of course it is.
So, yeah, it's amazing. I finally found that out today.
I quite like that dad, actually.
The intro... I think might be the first, quote me if I'm wrong, listeners, tweet us at 99's podcast.
As you often
Facebook.
Do. Carry on.
Yeah, you're always great at doing that. Thanks for tweeting us. Maybe the first time Comic Sans was used on television, unironically.
Yes, because she draws...
Can you think of it? She draws it in a cartoony way.
But explains it all wasn't drawn.
No, and like all the things that appear on the screen and stuff are all like that same... bubble font.
I bet the thing is about Comic Sans is that it started as, hey, it's cool, it's like a comic.
Hey, cool.
And then they, hey, cool.
Well, it's way cool, I think, is actually what she says.
Oh, right, shit.
Because it's like way cool.
I feel like an idiot.
Yeah,
can
well.
You give me some other examples of, in your head, what they also could have used, you know, for the, like, way cool
thing? They could have been like, really rad.
Yes.
Really rad.
Gnarly.
Fucking A. What the fuck?
Hang time.
Motherfucker. Like that.
Do it.
Yeah, what else? I'm not going to go. Just.
Rock and roll would easily be, like, it's that level of, like.
I can't feel my face. Just did a line. Na, 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 na. Like that. It's great.
Got a 20? You know, it's
yeah.
It's all that. I got the munchies. Would you know that would be?
Mm.
Can anybody roll? I'm just too shaky. That could be one.
I'm just too shaky.
Yeah, that could happen.
I'm in a really deep K hole.
Who am I?
Yeah.
Anyway, well, honestly, it is just so hyper 90s. Like, if you're listening to this podcast, I think you should pause it now and watch that.
Watch it. It's on Hulu. No one has that.
Hulu,
in the UK.
The
small number of people that listen to us in the US.
Mm.
As they do.
We see the stats.
I see
you, Turkmenistan. I see you.
I see you, Albuquerque. I don't know if that's a place. I could look it up right now.
But no, seriously, to the guy in the Seychelles, what up?
Seychelles, what up? G or S. Yeah, like so amazingly 90s. Like the colors.
The clothes that she wears.
Yep.
What was the name of that pop culture, that pop artist?
Keith Haring.
What, with the
dog.
Yeah,
yeah.
She is an explosion in a factory of that.
She is. They love Keith Haring.
She wore tie-dye shirts a lot. She'd wear like multicolored tights, short shorts, but then like, you know, there'd be skate pads on her knees.
Oh yeah, well, safety first.
Yeah, because walking, can't be too careful.
The next thing you know, you're walking out that ladder.
Yeah, ladder.
Yeah, be careful.
This wasn't the first show that had the ladder gag, right? Because this friend that came around all the time, this guy called Sam.
Sam.
Would be the next door neighbor.
I've got my guitar here. I play the chord.
Bling. Do you want to do it? He gets this ladder out and slams it against a window pane. Not pane. The window frame.
Yeah. Her window's always open.
Always open, which must be quite cold.
A seasonless blue sky. Place she lives.
Yeah. I think this show doesn't make any effort to not feel like it's in a studio.
Just pointed out to me, I think she never leaves her house.
Never. Well, she does and she doesn't, but yeah.
You never really, like, that's, I think the great thing about it is, like, she's just a kid.
She's totally
like, there's no, that's why it's so great. It's like, there's nothing, she's not like, now, because this is a sitcom for kids, right?
Yeah, it's on Nickelodeon. Superpower, there's no,
yeah.
She's not The Flash.
So it's prime time. Mm. Nick is heyday.
Yeah, and this was the first female-led show of this kind.
Totally.
And, you know, there were obviously not a lot of shows that did this, so I don't want to overstate it here, but Clarissa was a pretty big deal, changing television, you could say. But yeah, it was important. Breaking the fourth wall was something that wasn't regularly done.
Nope.
Its grand conceit, I guess, is what we're trying to say, was that it didn't have one. Like, it was a kid being a kid.
She's a kid. No, she's not like, it's not like Miley Cyrus, where she's like a rock star, or like Sweet Life of Zach and Cody. All
I mean,
this.
It's not something lame like she's like bullshit. A secretly a witch or something like.
Yeah.
Ridiculous like that.
Or she has her own Tool TV show.
Yeah. No. Honestly, this is an unbelievably good example.
Yeah.
That's great. I mean, it certainly wasn't that, but it was just a kid who, admittedly, as we've discussed a bit earlier. Patronizing, condescending in a pleasant way, just explaining stuff.
She loves it.
A lot.
Like life issues.
But yeah, you say life issues. Training bra, yes, I admit that's probably a life issue. But
I've never had to.
Not being able to watch the TV for a week.
Well, she watched the TV for a whole weekend as well on one episode.
Wow.
And she's like, oh, it's rotting my brain. And this is the 90s, man.
It felt
this is MTV generation.
Bit.
It's like kind of meta. It's like, it's very cleverly written.
I would say so. I think to the extent that sometimes the actors performing it and the audience watching it, they didn't connect.
Well,
they didn't connect with the things they were saying.
Yes.
They'd be just... Did you feel watching them recently that you go, oh, they're just saying those words? They don't know what they're saying, but they just...
Yeah, I guess so. So Melissa Joan Hart was... she's like 15 in the first season, and then she'd have been like 19 by the end of it.
Yeah.
Which I don't know how old she's supposed to be in the show, but...
I think she's... You know,
it's weird to think that. It's like
that's really weird. Girl. She definitely grows up on this show.
Mm, yeah. Well, yeah, we said it.
Like, a lot. But it's such basic stuff. There is no wacky... Hey, compare this to Secret World of Alex Mack.
Yeah.
My God, this was cheap as hell to make.
Yeah, really cheap.
And nothing really happened.
And it took a long...
Yeah, it was popular, though. It was like
super popular,
super popular. But looking back on it now, I go, how was this popular? This is just...
Yeah,
it's also basic, like, and it was all a bit like the phrase that we use sometimes is the American phrase. It's a bit after school special.
It is, yeah. The best thing I didn't realize, and that's something you probably don't notice as a kid, is that during any conversation with anyone, music just goes off.
Yes, it does.
Like in the middle of a sentence, poorly mixed. So like you'd be, it's like, you know, I'd be having a conversation like this, and then, you know. Well, I guess that history report's due tomorrow. but they still continue to... It's like, what did you have for dinner today, Ali?
I had some vegetables.
Over the top. Just like, what the fuck just happened?
Well, my parents...
It's like morning zoo radio. There's somebody just went fucking mental on the samplers. Like, it's time for the Friday morning fart song. Yeah, just all the time. All the time. Like, not even like they just use it sporadically. I watched a scene where her and Sam had a conversation and about seven different samples of music just happened to be like, yeah, so my mum's coming back from the roller derby. And it's like, you know, when you were a kid and you read those books where it has the strip on the side where you press the sounds.
Yes, I do.
It's like that. Like, that was their real world. Somebody was like, yeah, we need more of...
It's audio scratch and sniff.
People aren't really getting the dialogue, guys. We need to hammer this home.
It's almost like they couldn't... It's like what I was trying to say is that what they're saying doesn't actually chime with...
With a child.
With a child.
Yeah.
So you have to, like, jolt their attention.
They did, like, there's like some market research. It's like, guys, kids aren't connecting with them. When he comes through the when he comes into the bedroom through the ladder, they're not sure whether he's a felon. He's breaking in. He's going to steal a troll.
Yes,
one of our many trolls.
Is he going to hide maybe one of a the rotten hamburger under
300 unmatching? You don't want to eat those things. You know what happens.
Yeah, you do.
So what we need to do is just play incidental music constantly throughout the program.
Well, you know I'm obsessed with cheeky music.
Yeah,
let's fucking.
It's so bang cheeky. It in. Yeah, yeah.
Bang it in, everyone.
Yeah,
but this would be around topics like I'm getting bullied a lot at school.
Yeah, controversial episode. Because it's like at the time, it's like she's a woman standing up to a man who's a bully. That's like she's a badass. Clarissa's like,
I think badass, you know, is often used incorrectly.
Yeah,
if it's possible to use badass correctly, I think it's using it here.
Yeah, she is. She's like you. Just she's. Doesn't take any shit.
No, she doesn't, but in a very polite way.
Yeah, and, like, is on it as well. She's, like, not stupid.
A story might be that she wants to bake a cake for her parents' anniversary.
Yeah.
But she wants to do it in secret, so she doesn't want her parents to see her bake the cake.
And a fucking dumb brother.
So that's a story.
Yeah.
And I think as a kid, I watched this and went, you are a goody two-shoes. I mean, here's the other thing watching it as a kid. I went, you walk into a room.
Yeah.
Which... It looks so much exactly like every 90s TV show room ever. It looks so much like that Angel show that I forget.
Teen Angel.
It looks so much like that. It looks so much
like... The same set, probably.
Probably was, right? Home Improvement. It's all the same kind of white Ohio building.
Although it was filmed in front of a live studio audience in Orlando, Florida.
Walk into a room. She could not have more things.
So many things. Not one thing matches.
Covered in hats.
So many hats.
We joke about, you know, the hat of Alex Mack.
Yeah.
She had a wall of hats.
She
would have of an episode.
She changed like 7 times in one episode.
Totally.
It was amazing.
Totally happen. Like her bed littered with things like dinosaur toys and polystyrene dogs.
She's like your gran that's got all of those throw pillows.
It honestly looks like a cool shop.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, or a shop that calls itself.
I mean, it looks like what would happen if you let a 13-year-old with limitless amounts of money decorate their bedroom.
But when you equate the I have problems with my life, I can't watch TV.
Yeah.
With I have everything I could possibly want.
I have a computer.
Yeah, I have a computer in my room. And she has a TV in her room.
Yeah. Did you have a TV in your room?
No.
I didn't have a TV in my room until I was like
20.
43.
I didn't have a room until I was 50.
I actually slept in a TV. It was just hollowed out.
He also had a problem when he went to sleep.
Trinitron.
You couldn't get to sleep unless there was a special noise for sleep.
Speak quietly, child.
We've all got our
When did
rituals.
I have a TV? Oh, 15. Like when I was a teenager.
Never got it.
Never ever. I have a lot of like soft porn on Channel 5.
I guess I did.
I guess you did.
The word miss is strong. Mm. Yes, I guess I did.
You haven't lived until you've seen someone kiss the inside of someone's thigh.
That's your quote of the episode.
Shout out to all my Channel 5 soft porn viewers. Anybody that's a teenager know what I'm talking about.
Let's not make that a hashtag. So let's just talk a bit about the parents.
So yeah, so what's the family?
What's the setup? So you've got the brother. Who
Ferguson.
I'd say about 3 or 4 years younger than her.
The Darlings.
They're called the Darlings. Melissa Darling. Melissa...
No, Clarissa Darling.
Sorry, Clarissa Marie Darling.
CMD.
And, yeah, so there's her.
Yeah.
Know-it-all speaks to the camera. And she would actually so far as to go, I don't want you to see this, and then cover the camera with her hands.
Yeah, it's great.
Anyway, really good. Younger brother who's a bit of a
dweeb. He's a not... He's like...
But he looks like a dweeb, but it's actually a bit aggro.
He's ginger, first off.
Okay, let's just say it out. Let's put it out there.
His hair
was
is
red.
A red
yep.
variety.
Okay, we said it. A lot of people would dance around this topic.
I'm not dancing.
No, we're not dancing.
Listen, I'm going to collision code this thing. I'm going to knock it the fuck out.
Here it is.
Redhead.
Redhead. Okay, he... guys. We should have warned you at the top of this episode.
Ferguson W. Darling. We're going to talk probably about W is for wanker, because he's... yeah, am I right?
You tell it all, bro.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's a young Republican. He loves Ronald Reagan. He's a fucking asshole.
He becomes, in the future dream, a televangelist.
Reaganomics. He is, like, every episode, any opportunity for anything, any premise of a show. So there's one, like, there's, like, they're trying to teach Ferguson to appreciate art more.
This is exactly the kind of topic.
So the parents are kind of like hippie.
But it works.
Right. So it's like they're trying to make him appreciate art more. So it's like...
That's the premise of an episode.
So they had to teach... So Ferguson's painting his dad, Marshall.
Yeah, Marshall. The architect
who won Best Aluminum Siding 2 years in a row at the Architect Awards. Like, they have all these like... architect jokes.
It's that kind of joke that made me think this is being written for the wrong audience, but it's great.
Hey, sport.
He said sport.
I mean, he's still saying
so
sport.
So much. Everyone was sport. I think he called his wife sport.
Well, they're hippies from the 60s. That's right, isn't it? They're like, they're two hippies, which probably explains why Clarissa's room's mental.
And also why she has this kind of schizophrenic break where she talks to the cemented person in the
probably
room.
Probably when she was breastfed, there's still acid in her mother's
teat.
Yeah. So she's having...
If you were playing Nine Nights Bingo, I just said the word teat. Just punch that off.
There we go. There's a joke... In fact, here's a joke. So apparently Sam, Sean O'Neill...
The next door neighbour that
would,
comes up with
tell rude jokes to people. This is a thing I found on the internet. Is like, and he used to try and make Joe O'Connor, who plays Marshall, or Clarissa's dad... laugh before they do a take.
Nice.
And this is one of the jokes. He said, how do you get four grandmas to say fuck?
How do you get four grandmothers to say the word fuck?
Yeah.
Do tell.
Have a fifth one yell bingo.
Solid.
Apparently
that, solid. Take that to the bank, Joe.
That joke kind of crack up. Marshall Darling, he just couldn't handle it anymore, that one. No. I guess if you heard it from a 15-year-old and you were a professional actor, you'd be like, what the fuck is just happening?
Honestly. But also what's great about that joke is that's a joke with a swear word that from is in no way risque.
No. It's just, you're like, ooh, grandmas, here we go. Where's this one going?
Wayne Rooney, what's going to be? No, bingo. Bingo joke.
Yeah, allegedly.
Classic bingo joke.
Allegedly. So anyway, so Marshall Darling. So yeah, so back to this episode I watched. So yeah, so Ferguson is painting his dad. And, like, they make loads of... they're like, oh, we're trying to teach him abstract art. I've heard more references to Jackson Pollock in this episode of Clarissa Explains All than I have any time I've been to Tate Modern.
Wow.
They reference such high art. Anyway, so he's doing the art, and he's like, this is stupid. I should be drilling for oil in Afghanistan. Anyway, he's saying all this stuff. And... she finds out, like, well, you know, actually, a Rothko went for a couple of million. He's like, $1 million! You know?
He's like,
right,
Keenan,
I'm going to sell... Yeah, it's just a quick rich. Get quick rich. No, is that right? Get rich quick, even. It is, yeah. Just obsessed with money.
Richie Quick Get.
Yeah. Which is his working title name.
Well, yeah. That was a spin-off that never happened.
So, yeah, anyway, he's like... He's just a douchebag.
And, again, we can't emphasize this enough. He had red hair.
He had red hair.
Dad called everybody sport, was an architect... A very affable bloke.
Yeah.
I think the most like real dad you'll probably meet.
He's super real dad. He's got curly hair,
super
glasses.
Bit of a gut, but not really.
Yeah, like a bit of a paunch.
You know, Jeremy Clarkson jeans.
He looks like Jeremy Clarkson.
Yeah, there's a bit of like a bespectacled Jeremy.
If Jeremy Clarkson, if Jeremy Clarkson had birthed a child that had Jeremy Clarkson's view of the world.
Yes.
But what didn't him, he didn't personally have it.
Is it Jeremy Sr.?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. So, quick guy, Janet.
Janet, the mom, in the hippie side of things, she creates a museum.
Yeah, so children's museum.
A lot of the stories centered around her wanting to raise her kids the right way.
Yeah.
And getting them to learn or understand, you know, it does work in its own silly way. She also, the running joke is that she cooks
Terrible food,
which is just...
She's an organic food enthusiast.
Just has to be stopped by the Geneva Convention.
Jess said that she always tried to...
especially mothers, not always have the, you know, off-the-peg joke of their terrible cooks.
Yeah.
Like, no! No!
She used tofu a lot, didn't she?
Loads of tofu, like it's a tofu blancmange.
I didn't know what tofu was. I remember playing Resident Evil and you could play secret character as tofu and I was like, what the fuck is this?
You could play a secret character.
On Resident Evil, one of the Resident Evils on the PlayStation.
You could play some tofu.
You could play as its tofu stick.
What?
That's a thing.
What?
Yeah. You like computer games.
That's absolutely insane.
I remember, because I remember, like, being, I remember being like, fish. I remember being like, what's tofu? Like, they didn't have tofu in Aberdeen.
I remember TV shows like Clarissa Explaining It All explaining what fish sticks Resident Evil 2. Were to me. What's a fish stick?
I don't know.
It's a thing in America where it's like a tube of processed fish.
Oh.
I mean, we have fish fingers, which are crumbed with bread and delicious.
Delicious.
But fish sticks, you know what I'm talking about, listeners.
Yeah.
They're this kind of artificial...
Yeah. Like crab sticks as well.
Yeah, they're like that.
But with fish.
Anyway, thanks, Clarissa, for explaining that.
Resident Evil 2, you can play as a tofu. He's the fourth survivor.
That's just monumentally nuts.
It just was like, oh, I think Clarissa's mum used to cook with like this like alternative to chocolate all the time.
Yes, there's lots of that. She couldn't have a lot of the things that you were meant to enjoy, sweets and TV. And
yeah, fun. I mean, like, she is the equivalent now. She's like, Janet Darling probably loved Mum's Net.
Big time.
Fucking love Mum's Net. Get on it. Oh, well, on my... We talked about Mum's Net on this show before. I think we have.
No, on your other show, hey?
This show?
Hey, come on, like, let's hear it. Come on. So I didn't want to hear it. Did I see way,
how casually I said that, like that, like
1991,
like all the other podcasts that I'm on.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I'm sure we have like Mum's. Anyway, Mum's Net, because they refer to their first children as like, or the first boy or first girl, like my, like 1G and 1B. Like, there's like abbreviations for their kids on Mum's Net. Yeah.
Wow.
Because when I worked at Apple. Like, they would, like, as soon as, like, a known issue would come out, like, all these fucking entitled people would, I've read on Mum's Net that it's a known issue and you need to fix it. And be like, well, actually, no, you fucking dropped in the toilet.
Wow.
It's just like that, you know.
But that's forums for you. Forums,
well, listen, the forum, yeah.
They'll imbue people who don't know anything with a lot of information.
So you got the, so anyway, this is a family.
Yep.
Yeah.
Very nuclear, very simple, safe, happy.
Yep.
And you got the next door neighbor who's fine. You had other next door neighbors that you never saw, the Soapersteins.
Well, she babysits for them.
Yeah,
once a year.
That's one of the episodes you got there. But yeah, it had all the traditional sitcom. I think a lot of kids' TV writers deserve to be. And
this
get
is a normal
own,
family.
Get their own sitcoms, but they end up just being in TV and kids' TV.
Yeah, because the dude that created Clarissa was like a serious. Writer before. Well, I mean,
what else has he done?
He was a writer for National Lampoon, The New Yorker, and on SNL.
Wow. Okay.
And then he's like, I'm going to make Clarissa Explains It All.
This is great, and I think he did a good thing, and I actually think that he, God, I wouldn't call it cool. Okay, I wouldn't say the show was cool.
Yeah.
But I think he made it okay to be a good person.
Yeah.
In TV, which is. Now just Disney Channel's job.
Yeah.
But with special powers and special effects. There wasn't a lot that did this.
Yeah.
Compared to this, like, Biker Mice from Mars, I mean.
Nickelodeon had never done a sitcom. They'd done one sitcom called Hey Dude.
Hey Dude.
But yeah, they'd only done one sitcom. So it was like, look, we're going to take a punt on this. And, yeah.
In 2015, show creator Mitchell Kriegman wrote a novel.
Yeah, they just wrote a book.
Things I Can't Explain, a Clarissa novel, described as a reimagining of the show.
She's like in her 20s and...
Has anybody read that? Please.
Shall we read it?
Yeah.
We should probably get a copy for it.
Tell me more. Yeah, we'll buy
Kriegman,
it. We'll read
you listening?
It. Come on, fix us up. We like your show.
I'll send you the address.
It's also, you know, it's become a meme recently. Like
Clarissa has.
Clarissa explaining things. So it'd be something contentious like white supremacy or like, you know, institutionalized racism or, you know, abortion. It'll be Clarissa explaining it and you go, ha, ha, ha,
ha. Comedy.
Comedy, you big lenders.
Yeah. Yeah.
And can we talk a little bit about the spin-off show that happened after?
Please tell me because I've never watched it. So it's called Clarissa Now?
Clarissa Now, which was on CBS for just one episode they made.
Pilot season.
And the idea was... So here's the story of Clarissa.
Yeah.
She's a kid. She grows up. She goes to school. She gets good grades. She goes to, I think, Columbia University or some good journo school to go and study reporting. And at the end of the show, in the final episode of the season, Sam cannot get into any college.
But he's an idiot.
Everyone learns.
His mum is a roller derby player. Award-winning.
Who? Good for her.
Slayer of the Week. She gets gold one.
Brilliant.
Her dad. That's the other thing that was interesting. It was like Sam's from his parents are split up. I was like,
home.
You know what? They're from a broken home on 90s TV. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Good, isn't it?
That's good. Also, yeah. I mean, you learn at the end of the episode that he'll go on and have a great life. I think lots of girls are interested in him or something. But
sure.
Anyway.
Lovely head of hair.
So she goes off to New York, but the idea of this university is, which is a fictional university, I think, not Columbia, obviously, but something like that,
right,
is that you learn on the job. So if you want to be a journalist, you
right, most, work of you, experience.
Most of your work is just working at a newspaper. So I got one! And then they just go,
read all about it!
Spike it! It's a lot of crap like that.
Yep.
And it's a 30-minute episode where she explains what it's like to be in a subway car. Boy. She explains what it's like to work in a busy office.
Clarissa
she explains...
It's like Clarissa explains growing up is boring.
Yeah. Clarissa explains how it's not worth growing up.
Clarissa explains how to fill in your tax return.
Clarissa does repainting your bathroom with a special kind of paint.
Oh, lovely. Mm. She explains how to go to the pharmacy to get a repeat prescription.
Yes, Clarissa explains ordering online and not getting charged the sneaky tax.
Oh, like that's good.
Yeah, good.
Buy things from Oregon, or say you have an address in Oregon.
Do you think Clarissa would ever explain how to get Netflix from another country, or would that be too naughty for Clarissa?
No, that's on my show. Ross explains all. Ross, have you got Hulu? Everyone's wondering. Well, it's an elaborate plan.
I'll say you one thing. Legally.
Legally.
I'll
tell you one thing.
I'll give you one word.
Legally.
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 That's my podcast, Legally.
Legally. It's your legal podcast, I think,
it's
isn't it?
Unbelievably libelous.
Legally. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's incredibly wrong.
OJ.
But yes, the show was just her like trying to get the perfect story. It only got one episode. It never got picked up.
Sounds like the thing that got picked up, huh?
It just could not work if it wasn't for kids. This show is so for children.
Yeah, it is. When you watch it now...
Can you imagine, right, a Friends type show, type sitcom, where Joey spoke to the camera? Or Chandler, spoke to the camera. No.
He'd be like, oh, here's why.
No. As a construct, it's just diabolical.
Here's why I'm giving up smoking. I've been reading a lot about cancer and doctor's orders.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I've got damp in my bathroom. Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
You know, it's just... No.
And I got damp in my bathroom, yeah.
Do you really?
No.
No, good. No. It's good to know.
Keep a tight ship.
I don't want that distracting me over the course of this podcast.
You listen to the thing, the mildew's coming in, it'll be a nightmare. No, don't
What
worry
would the
it.
Mildew noise be? That was a bit too good.
Do you like that? That was some of my Foley work.
That was fantastic.
Yeah, yeah, thank you.
But yeah, Clarissa, what was your feelings about it when it was on when you were a kid?
I think I remember it was like Saturday morning, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Live and kick in.
Did you think, hey, I'm enjoying this. This is great.
I think so, yeah. I don't remember turning it off.
Always a good sign.
Yeah, right? I don't know.
Which may echo with some of others.
Listen, I'm not a professional reviewer like you are, Ali.
Thanks.
But let me tell you something about TV shows.
Gimme.
If I'm enjoying them, they'll maintain a presence on my screen.
Nice.
If I don't like them, guess what? Forget about it. See you later.
Goodbye.
Clarissa, explain this. Click.
Boing.
But yeah, no, I think I did like it. I remember, I think it probably sparked the, as a younger man, the love for Melissa Joan Hart. That
this was
many,
the beginning.
Yeah. She's cool.
She is cool. She spoke in a way that was a bit old for her years.
She's like wise.
We've talked
She hangs out with boys,
before.
So you're like, oh, cool. She's like, other
That's
girls.
Right.
Other
she
girls
was so cool
punch
with boys.
Me in the face. Yeah.
That was.
She hangs out with boys.
She was just cool.
Fine about it. She's not trying to. You know, it's like, oh, you're gross.
She spoke really well. And I don't mean like, you know, she was at a rally,
yeah.
A Republican rally. But she spoke really well, like, confidently.
She had a pet crocodile.
Yeah, she did.
But only for, like, I looked into it because Jess was like, oh, you talk about the crocodile.
It comes and goes, I bet.
But the crocodile's only in for 6 episodes. Because they filmed loads of, like, they would cut away to the crocodile as, like, comic relief.
Yes.
They're like, what do you think? Cut to the crocodile doing fuck all. And apparently it did nothing. Like, it never moved, so they just had to get rid of it.
I suddenly remember the crocodile. It was in this... Speak about Clarissa having everything she could ever
want. Yeah. She has a fucking crocodile.
In her room, it was like a... You know those Lely Kelly, like, shell toys?
Yeah.
Right? Well, you pop... It's not Lely Kelly, but, like, there was a shell toy. Polly Pocket. Polly
yes.
Pocket. You pop it inside, and it yeah. opens up, and then there's, like, cool shit inside.
A crocodile. Oh,
it was that, a giant one... in her room with a crocodile in it.
Yeah.
But the cartoons were so jonky.
Yeah.
It was like Sam would come upstairs, boing noise, walk into the room. He'd look at the crocodile in the, you know, Polly Pocket thing.
Yeah.
Awful, definitely didn't happen that day shoot. Cut to the image of the crocodile looking up at him.
Yeah.
Carry on with their day.
Yeah.
That's it. Wow. That was definitely something that defined her as a character.
Had great.
This is it. She fucking... Who has a crocodile? Hamster, yeah. Yes. Gerbil,
sure.
Perhaps.
Well, this crocodile ate them all.
Oh, yeah.
It's like when you buy a big goldfish that you think looks cool and you put it with a normal goldfish. Well, actually, that big goldfish is going to kill the other goldfish.
Whoa.
You shouldn't buy...
That's the kind of thing that Chandler... Chandler?
Chandler! You're talking about the French version of Friends.
Ami. Je m'appelle Chandler.
Très bien.
Qu'est-ce que c'est le deal?
Yep.
Anyway, yes. So, what are we blathering on about? You thought it was all right when you were younger. You quite
that was
it.
Good.
I think I remember it being a bit good for me. I felt like it was a bit like TV eating veg. Like it was eating your greens.
Oh, you think it was too...
It was a bit greens for me.
I don't know.
Just a bit. Not too much.
I think, like... I'll tell you one thing. We should go to an advert right now.
I love adverts.
I love adverts. And you're going to hear one right after this.
Do you love adverts? I don't answer that. Well, that was fun.
Hey, how about that? I love those things.
Hi, I'm Ali, and I absolutely love adverts.
And when I'm listening to adverts, I like to listen to them on Acast.com.
I also like to... you know what? Sometimes I wonder whether people come to our podcast for the adverts. I mean, it's a bit confusing if you just listen to this as raw audio, but...
Yeah. Or if the people that we host with haven't put any adverts in, we're just talking about them.
Yeah, that could happen.
It could happen.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with
it. Don't worry about it.
But when I've started to think of podcasts as a means of getting my advert hit.
Oh, yeah, you want to...
And there's some nice filler around.
You've got the ad blocker on the internet. Yeah. So you're not seeing any ads on the websites anymore.
So I want some really refined good stuff on my podcast.
You're on demand on Netflix. You're not seeing any adverts on the television.
Or Hulu, where you can get your Clarissa.
Cut it out. I pay for the ad-free version. So the only way I can see an advert, well, I can't see them because I listen to them
yeah.
on my podcasts.
The only way I can listen to an advert is by seeing it.
That's it. Anyway.
Anyway, you're listening Clarissa, to you're, Problems.
We're talking about Clarissa Explains It All. And we're explaining to you how adverts work.
That would genuinely be Chandler Explains It
All. Oh, yeah.
Because he obviously worked in that. Or did he? No one knows.
Who knows, man?
Watching it now. Would you see it playing if they rebooted it in a kind of Girl Meets World type way?
I don't think it'll work.
Is because of the construct?
I think it's a bit too boring.
That's it.
Like that's I think now I people's like attention spans are like they're like, oh no, this is not.
It's just a bit dull.
Yeah.
I don't want to be rude about it.
But you're being rude about it.
I'm being rude about it. A lot of people, when I've said, oh, you know, I'm going to be doing Clarissa on the podcast, they go, oh my God, yeah, the crocodile, and then the clothes she wears, and the music.
She loves Pearl Jam.
And the boinging and
stuff.
She
loves grunge.
And yet.
She fancied Johnny Depp.
She did a big time.
She talks about Johnny Depp a lot.
She talks that a lot.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, and I suppose he was on, you know, that TV show.
Yeah, sure.
Absolutely.
We all were.
21 Drum Suit.
That's it.
So, I just thought it was a bit boring. I need more
edge. Guess that's the thing. She was cool though. I just think she was a pretty good like role model.
I liked her character.
She's a cool person. She doesn't like expect too much from the world. Like when she meets people, she's like expecting the worst and is pleasantly surprised. She's not like that like goal. She's like everything's gonna be amazing. She's like stuff's probably gonna suck, and then if it's not, game on.
Clarissa is bemused by
yeah,
the world.
Exactly. Yeah, Clarissa is what's the word I'm looking for.
Nonplussed.
Yeah.
Which apparently someone told me once, nonplussed is the way we use it. Here's a Clarissa explaining it. Go on, it boring
please.
Thing.
I'll explain.
Nonplussed, the way we use it, does not mean I wasn't impressed by.
Right.
Nonplussed means something else.
What does it mean?
I'm going to look it up for you just so we can get it
please
absolutely
do.
Right. But whilst I look this up, can you talk to me a bit about the amount of cutaways the show has? Because we talked about the crocodile cutaway, yep. But I mean, when she's explaining stuff.
Well, every time she has a conversation with Sam, there's about 300 dream sequences.
Yes.
It's like Family Guy.
It is exactly like that. Like, the amount they use this.
Hey, that reminds me of the time when we were at the car wash.
When I was a bowling ball covered in gravy, you know.
Yeah, and it is like, oh, there's Sam's dressed up as a bowling ball and
someone's pouring gravy on it.
His mum's kicking him around.
Whilst rollerblading.
Whilst rollerblading, yeah.
These cutaways are intoxicating. They're just like, they're like a hit.
Oh yeah.
It's like the noises in terms of getting your attention.
Yeah.
Look.
Yeah.
There's one episode which was the one about the parents' anniversary.
Yeah.
And it showed all of the times they had dates.
Yeah.
They're courting and blah blah blah.
You got to fill up a half an hour TV show. So.
The show had so many
pad it out.
TV movie like proper references.
Yep. There was references other TV shows as well that I didn't know about.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean about it being deep. I meant deep as in, like, there's a lot in it.
Yeah.
And it would teach you...
It's the inception of kids' sitcoms.
Kid-coms. And, the parents...
Yeah.
Redo Casablanca. It goes black and white, wibbly-wibbly-wobbly-wobbly, and then suddenly it's... doesn't matter, hella beans.
Yeah. It's like the first, like, Shrek, where they have, like, jokes for adults.
Yes.
It's like, oh, huh, that's funny because they're doing Casablanca. And the kids are like, why isn't it in color? We're a wealthy family. Our TV's color. Why is the TV show in black and white?
But honestly, I remember Shrek 3.
Yeah.
Or was it 2 in particular? I was like, I know what's going on, but I think there might be a guide that would help me learn more about it. Nonplussed means. Adjective. Definition number 1. So surprised and confused that one is unsure how to react.
Yeah.
Do you ever use it that way?
No, I use it instead of saying minus. Yes. So if I'm trying to subtract something,
yes,
I'd be like, oh, 100 nonplus 97 is 3.
That's
how I use it. That's
so regularly.
Yeah. Well, I'm doing it at the bill. Oh, did you not have a starter? Well, we're splitting it 20 quid each anyway.
Yeah.
I'm not going to nonplus your starter from the receipt.
The way you roll
things, that's the way I say it.
That's how you're explaining it.
Yeah,
but in the second definition, the uh-huh. American informal is unperturbed or non-disconcerted.
Hmm.
No one uses it the first way. That's the correct definition. If you've learned that today, brilliant. If you already knew that, I'm sorry for boring you.
Congrats. So yeah, I mean, like, I think I watched it. I was like, this is pretty good. It is definitely a kids' show. I was like, oof.
Sabrina could conceivably not be a kids' show.
More teen.
Yeah.
Surprisingly.
Young adult.
Yeah.
But my God, Clarissa is... In fact, it's so my kiddy God. That the idea that they would do it Clarissa now, where she becomes an adult, is just ridiculous.
Mm.
No.
Thing, yeah, it's just, yeah.
It's so kiddy. No parent would be willing to allow the patronizing words that come out of her mouth. Like, no adult would allow that.
Wouldn't let it run.
But as a kid, you're like, yeah, of course, she's talking to me like I'm an idiot.
One thing you got to remember is that, like all good shows,
It ends.
It didn't get cancelled.
No.
They were just like, close too old.
That happens.
She's 18. We can't, you know. Continue.
It's the Nick way.
So, you know, that's cool. But it also has its own Wikipedia.
Oh my God.
Clarissa explains it all. So, you know, that's great.
Can I do a very unusual thing for Night Nights Problems, your favourite Night Nights TV show podcast?
Yeah.
Can we pause this?
Yeah.
So I can go to the lavatorium.
Sure, let's take an unheard of second break.
This is unbelievable, guys. I don't want to give this away, but I do occasionally go to the loo.
But it's mildew free, so...
Get in.
We'll be right back after these commercials. Queen Latifah, Dance For Me. That's what the Clarissa theme song was ripping off.
What?
989. There you go.
How did you find this out?
The internet. I use the internet.
Page for
no, I went to Clarissa Explains It All trivia page.
On the IMDb.
IMDb, but there's not much more. Sometimes they put just fucking rubbish trivia. Like, here's some trivia on the trivia page. In the episode called Haunted House, Clarissa's aunt, Aunt Mafalda, comes from Ottawa, Canada, to visit the family. Elizabeth Tess, who portrays Clarissa's mother, was born in Toronto, Canada.
Shut up.
What?
That is IMDb explaining it all.
Yeah, it is. So we got that. What I did find, while you were in the bathroom, I went to our Clarissa Explains It All reference.
Yes.
Just said there's two episodes where her and Sam go out, like they kiss and they have like a weird, they're like, oh no, this is crazy, we're friends. Because racing, you know, this guy's coming straight into her bedroom all the time.
Yeah, with a ladder.
The ladder. And a ladder, you know what I'm saying?
In his tights.
That's it, there we go.
There we are.
He did that thing that I feel is a dying art now. No one sits, no one straddles chairs anymore.
Oh, he was a straddler.
He would straddle the shit out of a chair. Yeah, that undercut.
Mm.
Big flowing locks with the undercut's great.
He had the Mega 90s flop, Tim the Toolman Taylor's Kids flop.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There is also, I found, there's a album that came out.
What?
There's a Clarissa and the Straitjackets.
Oh, that's right.
Album called This Is What Nana Means.
Well, what does it mean?
It's, I don't know.
Does it mean what nonplussed means?
Yeah. It doesn't mean
Does it mean like Nana, Nah,
it's
what
It's a seven-track album, 30 minutes long. I'll tweet about it. You can listen to it. I mean, I'm not going to play anymore because it's awful. But it's pretty great that it exists.
Absolutely.
Tie in, there's a Clarissa board game.
What? What?
Yeah.
What?
Clarissa board game.
I've got the Cheers board game.
Probably very similar.
I wonder if it is similar.
Clarissa ends up in a bar at the end. You could connect them together.
Clarissa! Norm!
So there was that. But Ali, whilst you were in the bathroom.
Yes.
Did you think, like, what do you think about now? We were talking about, like, do you think you didn't like it when you were a kid?
It's not that I didn't like it, it's that I felt that it was a bit like eating a veg. It was just
too good.
A bit too goody. How do I feel watching it now?
Yeah.
Oh my God, we keep discussing these shows where they're amazingly 90s and there's so much going on, there's so much to talk about because it's like, oh my God, the crazy colours and the music and the sound effects and the cutaways and the, oh, it's so much of its era and the Dago clothes and how do I feel about it now?
Yeah. Nah. How do you feel about it? Nah.
It's a nah from me.
Nah?
It's a nah. Nah, nah.
Oh, nah, nah.
Now what you say?
Yeah.
Clarissa's
her name. Oh, nah, nah.
Clarissa's her name. But I was finding myself going, I'm going to skip this bit.
Yeah.
And that's telling. I mean, you know how you were saying how when you're watching shows and it's still on, it means you like it?
Yeah.
I think if you're skipping a bit,
yeah,
that's not a great sign.
You struggle in it.
It's not a great sign.
Because we can't really turn them off because we have to talk about them.
Yeah. I mean, you have to care enough to watch the whole episode, but not like the whole episode. Oh, I mean, I don't want to give away our secrets, but I'm watching like 8 of these episodes and some of them I don't watch all the way
through. I watched all 65. Don't get me wrong.
What?
22 minutes each. Yeah, that's no time at all.
I mean, that's a Saturday for you.
You know.
I just...
If you non-divide those, 22 times 65, what's that?
I know, are you non-plussing again?
No, I'm non-dividing, so I'm multiplying.
Fuck, this is mental.
It's a poor premise, isn't it?
It's like going to Masala Zone and trying to work it all out. Like... But, Clarissa Explains It All, no, I don't like it.
No?
You know what, I've said it before with other shows, I admire it.
Yeah.
I like what it's trying to do, I'm glad it existed at that time. It just... I think it barely really worked in the early 90s.
Whoa.
In terms of it being so, like, a bit goody-two-shoes and talking to the camera. Now, you'd never get away with this shit. There's just not...
I think it was kind of a groundbreaker, though. Like,
there's not an edge.
But, like, it was quite groundbreaking.
They were nominated for Emmys and stuff.
Primetime.
Yeah, I mean, the show was nominated for an Emmy. It was nominated for an Emmy Award.
She never got an enema on the episode.
There is, Clarissa Explains Enemas, yeah. The sound effects were something we would not enjoy.
Flushing toilets.
Oh, God. And Melissa Joan Hart, Sean O'Neill, who played Sam, and Jason Zimbler, who played the little brother Fergus, red hair, received multiple Young Artist Award nominations.
Yep.
Melissa won 3 competitive Young Artist
Awards
during the show's original run. And in 2013, she won the association's honorary Former Child Star Award. Boom. In 2013.
Boom.
Since then, Melissa, who we've talked about extensively before in our original Republican podcast.
How ironic, she turned into like her little brother.
I know, right? Creepy. is now on YouTube a little bit and quite a lot.
Yeah.
And there are a couple of eye-opening videos where she's like, hey, would you like to win my pajamas that I wore on some episodes of Clarissa Explains It All?
Oh, no.
Well, all you need to do is blah, 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 blah. And I've kept all my mementos from all the shows and la, 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 la.
God.
And it's only got 700 views. And you just want to curl up and die a bit because she's wearing or
throw yourself out of the
really
your bedroom
bright,
window.
Big like 90s makeup to be like the video.
Oh, no.
The other thing that Clarissa used to do, and I want to do this while still holding the mic so it can hopefully make you laugh, is that she lay on the ground like this. She's lying
with her knees
on her front, knees crossed.
Yeah. But like casual.
It's a Britney Spears early single front cover.
Crazy.
And then she's just kind of looking at you, but
are you okay, man? It was difficult.
Hang on.
You're right.
I.
Once you go Clarissa in. You don't do a Clarissa.
Oh, it's funny because we're old. Anyway, yeah, so that. She does that. She really digs into it. She goes na 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 na. She jumps up and down on the bed. And I honestly, 700 views. Oof. What's on the wiki? What wiki fun?
There's not much on the wiki fun.
But there is a wiki
with.
For it, though.
Yeah, I think there is. Sorry, you know what? I might have actually got myself confused, mate. Because there's a Nickelodeon wiki.
Ah,
I think
it's
part of that. Yeah, yeah. Because I was like, oh, shit.
Whereas Sabrina actually has its own wiki. Will Sabrina have the seven a season hot streak?
Way more.
That earns
seasons.
You your wiki.
You get your fucking wiki.
I mean, that's all a Red Wolf has.
Robot Wars.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Also, international versions. There was no English version of Clarissa Explains It All.
In one of my favorite other sections of YouTube comments on the Clarissa Explains It All season one opening theme, first comment 1 month ago, I don't know this show, but it looks weird. What was it about? Just.
Well, believe it or not, if you watch the first episode, they will explain that to you.
Yeah. It was the 90s equivalent of Lizzie McGuire. It's about a teenage girl, and she frequently breaks the fourth wall. Thanks for the reply. I don't know Lizzie McGuire either. Lol.
I love that there are people on the internet that will take the time to leave that comment, but not Google.
What shows have you watched then? It's instantly aggressive.
You've not watched Clarissa or Lizzie McGuire? Get out.
Those that are aired in Europe and many American shows, like everywhere in the world. So I wish I was just zero after that.
What shows have you watched? I've watched News at 10.
Yeah,
it's
like just annoyed.
Like maybe it is a bit like News at 10.
Yeah. Well, Ali, it was that time of the show where we ask you, well, you would rate it out of 1,990.
Well, normally I like to fill my brain space with a little bit of time to work out how I feel about it.
Yeah.
But we don't have Stephen here.
Okay.
And he normally is my filler time. Well, has been for the past 2 weeks.
Yeah, totally.
Right. 1,990. Shit, this is another I admire it, but I don't like it one.
Yeah.
1,000.
Go on.
300.
Yep.
21. Oh, man, I feel like it should be higher than that, you know.
Yeah.
I'm going to go for 1,421.
Okay.
In review, I think it was pretty neat, very much of its time, but when I say pretty neat, that isn't entirely complimentary.
I understand.
Like nonplussed has two meanings, I think neat has two meanings.
You think it's... Okay, so it's similar. I'm going to give it... I don't know, I kind of like...
Come on.
Everything about it.
Come on, would you... The question I was
the
asking...
The guy that created it wouldn't allow purple on set.
What?
He's banned purple. There's another thing I've read today. Is like, so he got told by somebody, he's like, if you're going to have your own show, just kind of like, to show them who's boss...
You've got
to
have a thing.
Just create this weird arbitrary rule that no one will question.
Well, should we tell
them? So he was just like, there's no purple on set. Wow. No one can be in purple. No one can wear purple. Nothing can be purple.
Well, this is like the brown M&Ms, isn't it?
But the brown M&Ms is for another reason. It's nerdy.
Yes, because if they didn't listen,
the
if
writer,
they read that detail, then they might blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. No purple on set.
We're becoming Clarissa.
We're explaining.
Oh, boy.
Anyway,
I'm going to give it...
Would you watch it now? If I sat down and
said... Oh, I watched it. Yeah, I mean...
Would you watch 22 minutes of this now and enjoy it?
Select episodes.
There you go. The crocodile ones you'd be well up for.
I'll be well up for those first seasons, like first
you
six
want
episodes.
Sam kissing?
I just want to watch people kiss Sam.
It's like Channel 5 all over again.
Oh, no. Yeah. So much Foley work in this episode.
You know Foley doesn't mean some guy doing voices.
That's what Foley is.
Uh-huh. It's Jackson Foley.
Yeah.
It's Axel Foley.
Axel Foley. Yeah, yeah, great guy. Wish him a lot of luck. I'm going to give it 1750.
What the flip?
Yeah, I liked it. It's a super 90s. Great outfit. She likes Pearl Jam. She likes the Violet Femmes. Computer games. Apparently got loads of girls into like technology, like wanted to become computer.
Yeah, she'd have a computer did
like,
a lot of shit with
a lot
that,
of
yeah.
like amazing, powerful.
Oh, I know.
It brought good to the world.
Oh, come on. This isn't the Mother Teresa of Nickelodeon. Maybe it is.
She is.
Is this the Mother Teresa
Clarissa
of Nickelodeon?
Clarissa.
You probably don't know who Mother Teresa is, but let me tell
let
you.
Let me tell you. Clarissa.
I love it.
Thank you.
Shall we tell the listeners what we're going to do for our Christmas special?
We are. Yeah, let's talk about it.
Shall we talk about it, though?
Yeah, because well, what we think we would like everyone to do...
Please.
For our Christmas special. Last Christmas, we did two episodes. One went up on Christmas Day, and we talked about toys for ages.
Toys.
Well, this year, we're going to talk about a specific toy. What is that toy, Ali?
Turbo Man.
Turbo Man.
Turbo Man.
Look forward to an hour of us doing... Some of the finest Arnold Schwarzenegger impressions.
Put the cookie down.
I got to buy a Turbo Man.
You've got to go and watch the film Jingle All the Way.
Jingle
now.
All the Way.
Further to that, if you wouldn't mind watching the remixed version of... Somebody made a song out of clips from the movie. And the song is basically... Put the cookie down. Honestly, it is the shit.
We'll probably open with this. We'll have no theme tune, so we'll open with that.
Please. I'll explain it. I watched quite a lot of F1 with my darling girlfriend. In the Formula One, there is a man who runs Mercedes-Benz. He doesn't run it, but he helps run it. He does run it. Called Toto Wolff.
Yeah.
And he doesn't sound exactly like Arnold, but he sounds like my impression of
He's
Arnold.
He's on the way.
Yeah. He sounds like some crap English guy
sure.
doing Arnold. And every time I watch the F1 and he talks, I get quite scared.
It's a really good car.
Trouble with the pilot tires. They are lacking consistency over the season. So, yeah, look forward to a lot
yeah,
of
Yeah, man. Right on.
Yeah. You can also hear all more about that in my F1 podcast.
Acast
has made that for some
reason. What's F1? What would your F1 podcast be called?
Formula win.
I'm trying to think. Ali Plumcast. You should just have a podcast called Plumcast.
That's a better idea. I'd give that idea out of 1,900. Anyway, you've been listening to.
Thank you as always for tweeting at us, Facebooking us. Thanks for everyone that checked out my band's music video, which came
yes,
out
G-me.
Officially. We're announced. We're signed to a record label called Hassle.
They're pretty good.
We're on Spotify. We're on iTunes now. Cheap Meat. Let's do Sweetness Take Me Back. That's me singing, playing the guitar.
If you like the intro music to this podcast,
you've already heard my band.
You've already loved it.
You've already skipped it.
You've already adored it. Seriously, though, check out Cheap Meat. They're great.
Thanks, man.
And stay witchy.
Bitches.
Please.
And as always, keep dancing. Which I've said at the end.
Keep dancing.
Good night.
Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.